Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals rules that a county seal with a cross may continue to remain. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this today with Holly Mead. This comes out of Pennsylvania. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals, the federal court of appeals, has now ruled that the official seal of Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, can remain on government property despite efforts from the Freedom From Religion Foundation to have it removed because it contains a Latin cross. In this lawsuit, the court stated that the seal does not violate the Establishment Clause because the, quote, lemon test, and we'll talk about what that is, which had been previously used in courts to determine if a law violates the First Amendment, is no longer applicable to religious monument cases. So this is good news, Holly. And the County of Lehigh seal has a seal, and in the center of it, it has the Latin cross. And there's two different versions of it. There's the round seal that says the seal of Lehigh County or Lehigh, Pennsylvania. That's the round one. And then there's another one that's more of a horizontal, but both of them have the Latin cross in the very center. That was challenged by this very atheistic, anti-religious liberty, frankly, anti-Christian organization, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And the Court of Appeals recently rejected that challenge and upheld the seal.
You know, it just sounds like a whole biblical analogy when Jesus talked about those who do not follow him. You know, the word of God will offend others. And here's an example, this atheist organization, just to see a cross, or they are so offended by it, instead of embracing it and understanding the truth and the hope that it gives, they file lawsuits right and left. And here's an example where they just couldn't stand. I mean, this seal has been up for 75 years, Matt.
75 years. You know? It's the official seal of Lehigh County. And here's part of what the court ultimately wrote. We hold that lemon, that's the lemon test, it's from a Supreme Court decision some years ago, we hold that lemon does not apply to religious references and imagery in public monuments, symbols, mottos, displays, and ceremonies.
Yeah, and that's what we've been talking about, how back when the Peace Cross case was up, that whole lemon test, and we were hoping that would just be totally thrown out, right?
That's right. And it goes on to say, as the Supreme Court held in American Legion, which is what you're talking about, such longstanding symbols benefit from a strong presumption of constitutionality. American Legion, that's the case, confirms that lemon does not apply to religious references or imagery in public monuments, symbols, mottos, displays, and ceremonies. Well, the American Legion case was the case of the Peace Cross
in
Maryland.
Yeah.
And it had been up for a long time, as long or longer than this particular seal. And it was in commemoration and memory and honor of those that died in World War II.
Yeah, that had been almost 100 years, I believe.
I think it was like 95 years.
Yeah, Bladensburg Cross. But I remember Justice Scalia talking about the lemon test. And we've talked about this before where he said it's like a ghost they pull out of the closet whenever they want to use it. And that was one case where they didn't throw it out where we hoped they would, right?
Right. That was a case when Justice Scalia was alive. He says it's like ghost or goblin in a late night horror. They take it out of the closet and they use it to scare people when they want to,
right,
and they put it in the closet when they don't. In
other words, analogy.
This lemon test began from a case earlier of the Supreme Court called Lemon versus Kurtzman. And it developed a three-part test, which eventually got modified. But the bottom line is that, as Scalia once said when he was alive, and he wrote so eloquently on this, the Supreme Court used it when it wanted to and didn't use it when it didn't want to. As an example, 2005, in a case that I argued, two cases, one out of Kentucky, one out of Texas. One out of Texas dealt with a monument of the Ten Commandments. The one out of Kentucky dealt with a display of the Ten Commandments regarding the law and government with other documents as well. Both of them argued same day. Both of them decided same day. In the Kentucky case regarding the Ten Commandments, they used the Lemon Test. In the Texas case regarding the Ten Commandments monument, they used no test. That was clearly an example. And the problem is that subjective use and application ultimately trickled down to the lower courts. So depending upon the judge, that judge could manipulate that test any way he or she wanted to come to whatever result he or she desired, despite what the First Amendment actually said.
Doesn't sound very consistent for a legal
precedent. It was never consistent. So in the case of the Peace Cross with the American Legion case that was decided this June by the U.S. Supreme Court, one of the questions was whether the court would overrule the Lemon Test and become more consistent with the First Amendment. Well, the court did not go as far as we had hoped. We had filed a brief in that case, asked them to completely overrule it and develop an interpretation of the First Amendment more consistent with the actual history and meaning and intent of the First Amendment. The bottom line is they upheld the cross, and the implications of that case suggested that they're not going to use the Lemon Test to this religious imagery, like the cross. We didn't know how far it would go. It may still be used in other cases, which makes very little sense. It just needs to be gone. But at least that was the ruling. This is now, Holly, the first ruling after the Supreme Court case in which a court of appeals actually upheld a Latin cross and a seal using the American Legion case, saying this Lemon Test no longer applies to these public monuments, to religious references or imagery in public monuments, symbols, mottos, displays, and ceremonies.
And you know, that's good news for us because we currently have two cases in Indiana regarding nativity scenes and holiday displays that are on government property that are being contested by these atheist organizations.
Yeah, so here we have a religious imagery.
Right.
And it's part of a display.
With other secular items.
That's right. And so the groups that want to remove that from the Indiana, and in this case, I believe it's the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana, that wants to remove these nativity scenes from Fulton County and Jackson County. We represent both counties. And they're wanting to remove the nativity scenes, not because there's no secular displays like maybe Santa Claus or the reindeer or something of that nature or a Christmas tree, but because they're not as prominent as they would like them to be. They're there. They're just not in the same location. If they were going to design the scene, the ACLU, they would design it differently.
Right. Well, of course, there we go back to nativity scene, Jesus. It offends them. The very name offends them because they're not followers of him. So they're doing everything they can to pull him out.
And so what we just did is we filed both the Supreme Court case in our cases, because we're involved in defending those counties in Indiana right now, Fulton County and Jackson County over the nativity scenes. But now this new case came out, and the day after that it came out, we filed that as additional supplemental authority in our case as well. Because when we were doing the briefing, of course, the Supreme Court case had not come out, so we filed that as supplemental authority. And then, of course, this is a brand new case as well, and we filed that as supplemental authority. Both cases, the Supreme Court and this case, clearly weigh in our favor for both Fulton County and Jackson County, Indiana, that their nativity scenes are constitutional, that this ghoul, this late-night monster, this ghoul that Scalia once referred to, cannot be used to be pulled out and scare government officials anymore with regards to religious references, imagery, public monuments, mottos, symbols, displays, and ceremonies. So in this case, we're talking about a seal. And
which is also on their flag, too.
So. It's on their flag.
For more than 75 years.
For 75 years. And there's a lot of seals that have churches and crosses in them all over the country.
Right.
And some courts in the past have upheld them, and some courts have struck them down using the Lemon Test. Well, it's a new day now. And It's a new day for nativity scenes. It's a new day for other kinds of religious imagery and so forth that these atheists and others want to simply bulldoze. Thankfully, the Supreme Court has been changing, and it needs to continue to change to become more consistent with the Constitution. For more information, contact Liberty Counsel, 407-875-1776, and go to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.